This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Diplomatic negotiations for a ceasefire in Gaza continue. AP said Ben Thomas reports.
The latest truce proposal calls for a halt in fighting for several weeks and the release of hostages, more than 100, still held by Hamas. Hamas says it wants a full ceasefire and an end to Israel's offensive in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
There's still a lot of work to be done, but we continue to believe that an agreement is possible and indeed essential. And we will continue to work relentlessly.
Israel's thus far ruled out ending its war. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States and Russia clashed at the UN on Tuesday over North Korean and U.S.-made Patriot missiles in Ukraine. VOA's Rick Pantaleo explains.
Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Robert Wood, accused Russia of firing at least 9 North Korean-supplied missiles at Ukraine, and Russia's U.N. Ambassador, Wassily Nebenzia, called Washington a direct accomplice in the downing of a Russian military transport plane last month.
To date, Russia has launched DPRK-supplied ballistic missiles against Ukraine on at least 9 occasions. Russia and the DPRK must be held accountable for their actions, which undermine long-standing obligations under UN Security Council resolutions.
A Russian Air Force transport fell from the skies on January 24th. Russia said all 74 people on board were killed. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The death toll from wildfires that ravaged central Chile for several days has now increased to at least 131. More than 300 people are still missing as the blazes appear to be burning themselves out. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands gathered early Tuesday to hold a vigil for the one-year anniversary of the devastating earthquakes that hit southeastern Turkey and Syria, and some protested what they call government negligence in the aftermath. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan.
It's been 1 year since a deadly 7.8 magnitude earthquake killed more than 50,000 people in Turkey, some 5,900 in Syria, and left millions homeless. Early on the morning of the anniversary, 10,000 people gathered to hold a vigil in Hatay province, Turkey's worst hit. Local authorities were booed during speeches as calls for the government to resign rang out. Residents believe many died not because buildings collapsed, but from waiting for so long trapped in the rubble and the cold.
That is Reuters correspondent. U.S. President Joe Biden is challenging Congress as a Senate deal on border security and Ukraine aid falls apart completely. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Within days of bipartisan negotiators reaching a compromise, Senate Republicans have backed away from the package.
Because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Afraid of Donald Trump.
The GOP frontrunners have been whipping Republicans against the package, and the president's calling on them to do the right thing.
They owe it to the American people to show some spine.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is not budging, even if the Senate passes the bill.
I'm not going to put it on the floor in its current form. I've already said that.
The bill's rapid failure leaves the president with no clear way to get Ukraine aid through Congress as Kyiv struggles with arms shortages amid a renewed Russian onslaught. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The World Health Organization warns cholera is at a high risk and spreading to African countries that have been largely unaffected by the disease.
Africa, particularly eastern and southern Africa, is the epicenter of cholera, which has been surging globally since 2021. In the first 4 weeks of this year, the World Health Organization reports 10 of the most seriously affected African countries reported more than 26,000 cases and 700 deaths. This is nearly twice the numbers reported during the same period in 2023. Among the countries of greatest concern, WHO cites Zambia and Zimbabwe, as well as Mozambique, Tanzania, DR Congo, Ethiopia, and Nigeria. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.